Hi, Isaiah. How are you doing today, man?
What's up?
Nothing much. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you our call back.
Oh, what's up, man?
Yes, sir. I was just circling back with you. I've just been trying to connect. I assume you've been busy about the marketing services we talked about and seeing if you had a chance to look over everything. If you possibly had any questions for me, I'd love to address them.
Yeah, went over some numbers and stuff like that. It's just too much. The lead charges are just too much. It doesn't make sense for me.
Gotcha. What budget were you wanting like to stay within?
I like to stay with around like what Angie's leads charges, and it's like $13 to $17 a lead.
Okay. And how many of those leads would you say you're actually landing? Like what percentage?
I would say I'd land probably 65% of the leads and probably 35 as returning customers. Some of them.
Interesting. That's
Some of
a
the
lot
leads.
better than a lot of people I've spoke about. That's actually great. Well, like, if you're comfortable with their lead service and this is a little bit too expensive, you could definitely continue with theirs. But we could still represent you in getting at least like your local optimization. So if people are searching up any type of lawn maintenance of any sort, you can show up on like Google directly. You won't just be local to HomeAdvisor only. And that service alone is substantially lower. It's only like a monthly flat fee that you just pay monthly. It doesn't go up on you. It has no contract associated either. It's just $300 a month. With that, we take care of Google, Yelp, Bing, Safari. We take care of the maps as well as voice searches. So you're taking care of pretty much all the relevant search engines someone might use. Also, $100 of that $300 that you'd be paying us monthly goes directly to your Facebook advertisements. That's about 400 individual ads a month on Facebook. And we take care of all of that for you. You don't have a website as well, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, so for that same $300, we could take care of building you out a website and maintaining it too. It's just essentially this wouldn't have the lead-based service. It just takes care of everything else for you.
And how long would it take to get the website up and running?
So there's, yeah, for the website, generally I see that those come out in about 3 weeks. I've seen them come out in less, but generally about 3 weeks is a good time for them. The Facebook advertisements, those are probably going to come around the same time, about 2 weeks or so. And those will actually be the first things to bring you some jobs just because of how well we can target them out. And then within about 45 to 60 days, you can start seeing yourself show up on the first page of Google. And that's on the organic searches.
I'm having like a hard time trying to figure out if it's like a real thing, because ever since you called me the first time, I've had five other companies offering the same thing call me almost like simultaneously, back to back to back to back,
Right.
every week, a
Yeah, it's
different
because
company.
how these programmings work, you can only have, yeah, how these programmings work is you can only have a fixed amount of people that are actually positioned in this way where they can be found. So currently, in your service area, there's a vacancy there. There's somewhere where we can program a business into and make sure they show up there. And essentially, once you find that business, the whole area closes out and it solely belongs to you as well as the other ones who already had that place. So what all these businesses, including us, are trying to do is fill that one spot. And once that spot is taken care of, once somebody's being programmed into it actively, essentially the calls to the area stop and it belongs to you.
So all the different businesses are just trying to land that one spot.
Right, because you can't just program an unlimited amount of people to show up onto the first page of Google. There's only a finite amount of businesses that show up there that can show up there. So whenever one drops out for one reason or another, it's our job as well as these other guys' job solely to go and find those vacancies that fill them for Google.
Okay, and then what exactly would you need from me to do it?
It would just be the $299 today. I'd get some information from you as well, and we'd schedule your onboarding to get everything going. But other than that, I mean, you wouldn't have to be in front of a computer or anything. I'm pretty sure all the knowledge that I'd get from you is specifically about you and what you would almost definitely know about your business itself.
Would you need to... my insurance, my EIN, anything that would be like on a piece of paper that I would have at home or anything like that?
Yeah, we get that from you, but that isn't on this same call. We schedule out a onboarding that's at your best convenience at the best day and time. That way you can be in front of all that and have that handy. So need be, we also in that onboarding set the avenues so you can submit it to us. But like I said, that's scheduled at your best convenience. So you wouldn't have to be in front of that stuff right now, just the payment and then your natural idea of your business and where you want it to go.
You would say, why would you think it's so hard to find somebody to take that vacant spot right now?
It's just the order of things. It's a conglomerate of things. I mean, for one, it's honestly hard selling to like small to medium-sized businesses because the fact of the matter is you guys are very weary about cold calls. It's really hard to get through to people and have them take you seriously. And then that's one obstacle in itself that weeds out essentially 60% of the people these people call out to. The other 40%, probably 30% of those guys, don't have the money to do so. A lot of people that it's not in your case are really deep into people like Angie's Leads or what have you, or maybe even had someone like this that was a bad actor represent them. So they either don't have the funds or don't have the wits because they've already been burnt out by somebody. So that leaves us with essentially a 10% of people that are actually liable to actually do something like this. And to get that across, I mean, it's just sales. It's telemarketing sales. It's hard. People to pull the trigger with some immediacy. It gets really rough to do so. So it's just a matter of people being weeded out from natural circumstances of owning a business and then like the experiences they've gone through and then just the actual communication aspect.
When you would say you would have a close to 100% return rate from all your customers, I guess?
Well, for this would be something that's going to make itself back really easily. Definitely within the first 2 months, I see it not only make a return, but like a really nice profit from just this alone. And then once we start getting you elevated, we start getting you some more revenue, then we can comfortably get you to a point where I think that Google guarantee cost wouldn't be that big of an issue. Generally, the path we'd go down with you, because my personal way, I'll take on clients, put them onto this. It'll make a drastic difference in the type of traffic that they're seeing, the jobs they're landing, and overall the clients that they're getting. And then 2 months, 3 months down the road, we've produced enough revenue for them where they're, again, curious and actually financially able to take on that Google guarantee. And then that in itself is another whole game changer that could really elevate your business. But this alone would definitely make a drastic difference from where you're at currently.
So then I think I asked you this before, but seeing how it's so late in the year for to start doing something like this, there's only, what, 1, 2, 3, maybe like 4 months left in the season.
Mm-hmm.
So from December, January, February, March, April.
Right. We're very well aware of people like in your area where it gets to that certain point of the season where you simply cannot provide your lawn care services. They're not needed. And of course, we've worked with hundreds, if not thousands of people in that same exact boat. So we specifically have something called a seasonal hold. If it comes along to November and you're like, hey, it's just drying up, there's no one getting their lawn care done, you simply just call us up. We put a pause on it. You don't get charged for anything. Nothing really happens to your listings. You'll still hold the same positioning. Everything will essentially just freeze. And then as soon as you are ready to come back and get things going and get some jobs going and you're marketing up, you just call us up and we go right back to it for you.
Okay, so what you're saying is I could pay the $299 now, and then that would cover me for August?
Right, so you'd be covered from here to all the way till August 28th, and then on the 28th of August, that next $299 would be due, and so on every 28th of the month thereafter. Without any contract, of course, we perfectly outline it over the phone when we're confirming everything, as well as we put it in your terms and conditions. We have you sign off on that you're fully allowed to cancel at any time you want. But this would essentially cover in month blocks. It could just be a monthly charge.
Okay. And then I could pay 28th, obviously August, September, October, November, probably not November, because that would be
December.
And then I would pay in October, and then the 28th of November, it would just shut off, and I wouldn't have to pay again until, say, April 28th.
Yeah, or whenever in April you feel like, hey, I want to get back to it, just whatever day that you come back to it and decide to unpause it, that's when your monthly billing would start again.
Okay, and then do you guys run like a app or something to where I pause it?
Yeah, I mean, you get an app that shows you a bunch of stuff. Like, I'm talking really in-depth analytics from the jobs you're landing, the amounts those are charging. Even if someone has to owe you money, you'll be able to see your call recordings. You'll be able to see like the clicks we're producing for you, even the location. But you'll also have a direct line to us. So at any time you want to cancel it, or not even cancel it, but pause it in this circumstance, you can call us, you can text us, you can email us, just telling us that we'll take care of it.
And then I'll have like a personal vendor management person.
Yeah, essentially we're an employee you hire on to solely focus on marketing for you. And it's on, I guess, a monthly contractual basis, if you want to look at it in that way.
All right, man. Yeah, I'll give it a try for a month.
Definitely. I think it'll work out. I'd recommend just the month. It'll definitely make a change, but the second month with this package specifically is really where you start elevating. Like, at least give us 45 days, and I really think you'll see a really noticeable change in the type of business that you're seeing. But yeah, let's definitely get that going for you. Let me pull this up. Now, what are your hours of operation looking like currently?
I usually work about seven, probably around 7 to 7.
And is that Monday through Friday?
I usually only work Monday through Thursday. I leave Friday open for any kind of rain or any kind of anything that goes on.
Right. Okay, Monday through Thursday. And are you licensed or insured with this?
Yeah.
Perfect. And what are like some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be found in?
So cities would probably be the easiest. Well, I guess counties would probably be the easiest.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be exact because, like I said, you have those that access. Yeah, sure.
There?
Yep, I'm still here.
Alright.
Yeah, I was just saying, it doesn't have to be exact. The counties are just fine. Because, like I said, we have a really in-detail analytics software that analyzes all this, and it'll find out for us where the specific areas you're getting a lot of work from are, and then for you, we'll actually target them with an emphasis. So, as long as we have a rough idea of the area, we can do the rest.
Okay, yeah, my main area is Stark County. And, I do venture outside of Stark County, more for like commercial type stuff where they have more of like packages and, packs of properties and stuff like that.
Okay. Let's see here. So you're doing both residential and commercial. Is that right?
Yep.
Great. No, Isaiah, I have your first name spelled as I-S-A-I-A-H. Is that correct?
Yep.
And what is your last name?
W-O-R-L-O-W.
And what's a good billing address for you?
676 Tuscarawas Avenue.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Yeah, it's T-U-S-T-A-R-A-W-A-S.
One more time, please. I'm so sorry.
T-U-S-C-A-R-A-W-A-S.
Okay, thank you for that. Now just give me one moment here. Find this.
And then the city is Brewster, Ohio.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying that for me. Just applying everything here, so it's in your profile. All right, great. So for this transaction today, Isaiah, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Just like a Visa credit card.
Okay. It's a Visa or is it a MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
4287. 6250. 0011-7564.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
0429.
And the CV code as well, please.
083.
Thank you. Now, Isaiah, we give you a business line, and that does a range of things for you. It really helps us out with the analytical side of things to really deep dive and get to know the demographic and the geographic marketing and how to coordinate that. But also, it serves as a security because it weeds out a lot of the spam and spoof calls that you would have gotten otherwise from this type of exposure on the internet. And sadly, because of today's climate on the internet, with us taking those security precautions, the likelihood of maybe a few trickling through could happen. So we want to prevent anything bad from happening. So what we do is set up a security question. Essentially, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you want to ensure yourself that it's us, you just ask us this question. We'll immediately answer it for you. So for that, we have three different options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
The city I was born in.
And what's the answer for that?
Canton.
Great. And just one more thing I need to do before I'm able to actually process the payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. And it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, Isaiah, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me, and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
All right.
All right. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Landscaping.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Isaiah Warlow, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Great. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could for me, Isaiah, open up your contacts in your phone. I'm going to give you our direct line. From here on out, this is going to be the number we call you from, as well as how you call us. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
All right.
All right. That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Okay.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yep.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
You mean I don't do any more, anything like that?
Oh, you can. You just let us know so we know how to accommodate it. If you hire on anyone to do any type of digital marketing for you, you just let us know about it.
Oh, no, I don't do it. This is going to be the first any kind of digital marketing I've ever had.
Well, you're starting off with the best, so I don't think you'll need anything else after this. So great. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, July 28th, 2025, an amount of $299. Your second payment will automatically renew each day on the 28th day of the month, an amount of $299. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
All right.
Let's see here. I'm just waiting for it to process. I appreciate your patience. May I have the account number one more time, please? For some reason, it's giving me an error that I did put it in wrong. Just the card number. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. It's 4287-6250-0011. 7564.
And the expiration date was April of 29, correct?
Yep.
And
zero.
Go ahead.
083.
Okay, great. That's all correct. Let's see here. All right. Well, that went through. I think I just got it wrong the first time. I do want to be the first, though, to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash team, Isaiah. I do think this is the start of a long-lasting relationship. I'm really excited to see how we help you. Now, there's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign real quick. And as soon as you do that, we can schedule your onboarding for your best convenience.
opportunity to hold on.
Sure thing.
You said text or an email?
It sent both. If you're looking at your email, it'll come through as initial invoice. If you're going to text, it should have came through as a text that says something along the lines of, click here to accept subscription terms. It'll have a little link you can click into.
Okay, now it says, welcome to Local Splash, sign in with your credentials.
Yeah, they'll set that up with you after the onboarding. That's all you need to do currently. Thank you for doing that. Let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. It's about a 45-minute call with one of our specialists. They get all the details that I don't get from you, as well as just setting up the avenues to get everything submitted correctly. When would you like to do that?
Give me 1 second, and I will tell you.
Sure thing.
Actually, can you hold on 1 second so I can call into the office real quick and just make sure they're available time?
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. No rush.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Is tomorrow too soon?
No, tomorrow's perfect. What time tomorrow are you hoping to do it?
Tomorrow, any time after, say, like 3:45.
Let's see here. How would 4 o'clock work for you?
4 o'clock would probably work pretty good.
All right, let's do that. One moment. Just scheduling it out. All right, Isaiah, I got it scheduled up for a 4 o'clock call tomorrow. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's conducting the interview and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do today. Again, I want to congratulate you and welcome you on board. I'm really hyped for you. I can't wait to see how we help you grow. I think this is going to be a great move for you.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Isaiah, we'll talk to you tomorrow and we'll get everything going for you, all right?
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.